Many laws regarding Amidah La'akum on Shabbat, what you're allowed to tell a goy and what you're not allowed to tell a goy. It's important to know the rules, and once you know the rules, then you can apply them to the many cases. The rule of the Magen Abraham is as follows: that if you tell the goy to do something that is inherently permissible, but by him doing it, it's going to set off something automatically that's going to be isur, and it's automatically going to happen, it's inevitable, but you didn't tell him to do the isur, you told him to do the heter. And we want to know that a Jew in that case would not be allowed to do such a thing. If he knows his permissible action is definitely going to set off something that's forbidden. As an example, if a person forgot the light in the refrigerator, so when a Jew goes to open up the refrigerator, his kavanah is to open the refrigerator, but he knows he's going to set off the light, and it's automatic. That's called psik nesher. So it's clearly forbidden for the Jew in that case to open up the refrigerator, even though he wants to get food lechbod Shabbat, because his actions lead directly to isur. In that case, turning on the light could be isur deoraita. Question is, could you tell the goy to go to the refrigerator, go open up the refrigerator, get me some food over there, knowing well that when he opens it, the light's going to go on? Since you told the goy to do something permissible, and he doesn't have kavanah for the isur that's going to come out of it, the Magen Abraham says mutar. That's called amira le'akum bepsik le'sheh. Magen Abraham says afidu b'deoraita. And even if the isur that's going to be done is going to be isur deoraita, that's the Hakam of Ajah holds as well. So you can tell the goy, get me something from the refrigerator. He doesn't have kavanah for the light. Or you forgot something in your car. They forgot something in the trunk, the drinks. They forgot to bring it in for Shabbat. The car's parked in the backyard. You tell the goy, go into the trunk and get the drinks, bring them inside. When he opens up the trunk, the light's going to go on. He doesn't have kavanah for the light. His kavanah is to open the trunk or to open the car door. The light that goes on is a psik nesher. In that case also, the Hakam says, it's permissible. But the Hadush today is another example that might be beneficial to some people on Shabbat. It happens a lot that when we go make the Tilat Yadayim, so we can only use cold water on Shabbat, because you're not allowed to turn on the hot water, even though we have hundreds of gallons of water in the boiler. That's not the problem. Is that when the water leaves the boiler, new cold water comes in. So we're worried about that you're heating the new water that's coming in. Though it's not your kavanah, but it's an automatic, inevitable reaction, a psik nesher. So therefore, turning on the hot water on Shabbat is asur. But now you have people that want to make mitzvah chadayim. They want the water to be a little warm. So the halakha says, you can tell the goy, or the goya, turn on the hot water. Why? Because what's happening is a psik nesher. The goy is not having kavanah for the water to go into the boiler and heat up. He's having kavanah to turn on the hot water, and the hot water is permissible technically. It's from the boiler. So therefore, Hakam HaMajah holds as well. There's mutat to tell the goy to turn on the hot water or the warm water. Now everybody makes the tirat shadayim comfortably. And then when it's finished, he could shut it as well. Just like the Hakam holds, he could shut the refrigerator. Let's say now you open the door. Now if he shuts the refrigerator, the light's going to close. So maybe you'll say, no, leave the door open the whole Shabbat. The food's going to get spoiled. There's going to be hefsed. Or the rabbi's lenient also to tell the goy, shut the door, even though it's going to cause the light to go off. These are some examples of the leniency of the Magen Abraham, as well as Hakam HaMajah in many places. Hazor HaMajah in Shabbat HaDegimah, starting from page Taflamed. He talked about it in Yabi Omer Chalik Dalet. He talked about it in Chalik Zayin as well, in Siman Lamed Chet Otbet. Hakam David in his new Sefer, Hakam HaMajah mentions these examples. and these conclusions, he's discussing it in Chedek Sheni, and the rule he writes from the Magen Abraham is on page Ayin Tef, and then the examples that he gives are on Pe Aleph and Pe Bet as well. He does make a point that this would only be in a case where the water is being heated up by a boiler. But if it's gas, because that is heating it directly, which means it's not coming from a storage. When it's coming from a storage, the only suit is the new water that's coming in, which is not having kavana. But you cannot tell them to heat the water on Shabbat. You cannot tell a goy, for example, go take the fire and put the water on it. And that's for sure, so it's direct. So same thing when it comes to the gas, that would be forbidden.